It's crazy to think, looking outside, snow all around. Real Feel temperature is at 21. I bring up Real Feel because hopefully that's something we don't have to talk about very much in this upcoming college baseball season. But it is game week for the Nebraska baseball team. Head coach Darren Erstad joining us as they will take on UC Riverside this weekend out in Riverside, California. Darren, let's start with the positives right now, and that is the amount of arms that you guys get the luxury of kind of choosing from in this first weekend. Just kind of give us an update of where guys like Chad Lindzman, Reese Edens, Connor Curry, where they are kind of in the process right now of getting better.
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of innings to cover those first couple weekends, with four games each weekend. And, you know, not everybody's, they're not all built up to their max, you know, pitch count. So we're going to have to piece it together. It's not going to be a finished product by any means right out of the gate. But I will say I'm very pleased with the progress they've made and where they're at. And, just taking a snapshot of where we would like to have been at this point of the season, we're very happy with where the guys are.
And you look at the amount of freshmen that had to be used last year, even at this time last year, and then going into that Oregon State series, does it kind of give you a little bit more comfort knowing that even some of those guys that were used last year are probably a little bit further along and you got that experience with those guys that are now healthy?
I wouldn't sit here and say that I'm comfortable. Probably not the right word, but we definitely have some experience there. You know, we've had some quite a few guys on that team that have were part of our conference championship 2 years ago and know what it takes to get it done. And they're coming back for some injuries and some guys had, you know, down years where they're excited to get back and get after it. But they've done just a really nice job, more so than I think even in the previous years, of helping the young guys come along. It's just it seems like a nice tight-knit group, but everybody's all happy this time of year. Everybody feels good. Everybody's in great shape. They've worked the hardest they've ever worked. The same thing you hear in spring training every year. So until we get punched in the face, we're not going to find out who we are. But right now I like where we're at, and they're ready to go.
Defensively, that was another situation that it did not look like Nebraska baseball, especially the identity since you've come here with the pitching and defense kind of going hand in hand. Guys were kind of playing out of position, but just overall, what do you see as an improvement going into this year, or something that would lead you to be optimistic in that category?
Well, first off, last year, you know, it wasn't a lack of effort. The boys worked their tails off, and it just wasn't meant to be. We had so many experience, and, you know, things sped up on our young guys, it looked like the bad news bears, and that's a straight reflection of coaching. We didn't get them ready. That's on us. But, you know, like you said, overall, we've defended pretty well since we've been here. And we saw early on in the fall just the way that our boys took care of the ball and played catch, and that's continued. I anticipate having a very solid defensive club.
Darren Erstad joining us. Nebraska gets the baseball season started this Friday. Game you can hear right here on AM 590 with the pregame at 7:30 and the first pitch at 8 o'clock, Nebraska, UC Riverside. When you do look at maybe one of the big questions I'm sure a lot of people have asked you about is how do you replace the offensive production from Scott Schreiber and Jesse Wilkening now being in professional baseball? How do you kind of go about just piecing together a lineup and just kind of – is it just kind of seeing what you have in these first few weekends and then kind of getting an idea there?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, those guys were very valuable and a huge part of our production, but that's part of the game. You have new guys come in. That's why you recruit new guys. And, we have some options we like, how they'll do in real live Division I play. I mean, I'm sure they'll have some ups and downs, but I do like the depth of our lineup. I feel like we have some good pieces. You know, left-handed hitters that hit righties well, right-handed hitters that hit lefties well. And then we have some right-handers that can handle both. So I think you're going to see early on, we'll probably move some pieces around and as far as, you know, getting some guys at bats and see what they can do. And it'll iron itself out. But overall, I just think the depth of our lineup now, are we going to have Scott in there hitting, you know, pumps everywhere? Probably not. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to be stronger as a whole.
Looking at Angelo Altavilla, is he one of those guys that you would hope that can, after that sophomore year that he had really good, kind of took a step back last year, that maybe he could kind of be that guy sort of leading the charge offensively this year?
Yeah, I mean, you could tell last year he was just trying to do too much. I mean, he's trying to pull everything, hit the ball 900 miles and impress scouts. And that's happened sometimes in your draft year. You know, he's on a mission here. He's ready. He's in a good place. And, you know, we don't need him to go do anything superhuman, but you know, when he's swinging his pitch and laying off the ball down, he can be very effective, and the numbers have shown that in the past. And I like what he brings. That guy, you know, he's the captain of the best hockey team in Minnesota, played in front of 20,000 people, won a state championship. You know, he's got those characteristics. So he's doing a nice job of getting these boys ready.
You know, going back to the pitching part, too, I know a lot of people are excited to see Connor Curry, you know, a guy that's a Lincoln guy, big lefty, working off of the injury, though. But when you do look at the things that Connor Curry can bring, if it all kind of clicks, what excites you the most about him?
We're excited to see Connor Curry. We've been excited about him since his freshman year, and he's only pitched like three innings. So, you know, he's in a good spot. You know, he's just a bulldog. He checks all the boxes. I mean, works his tail off. Great student, great kid. Stays out of trouble. What else do you want? He's giant and left-handed, and he can command his fastball and his changeup. Decent little breaking ball. But he's going to, you know, go with his fastball and change. And, all the work he's put in has paid off, and you're starting to see his velocity increase. And you know, for him, it's just going to be, he's a very intense guy, and to be able to maintain his stuff and not empty the tank too early in a game is going to be something that he's going to have to work through. But we're super excited to have him ready to go.
Well, I mentioned Jesse Wilken. He not only replaced him offensively, but defensively, even though he did miss a lot of time behind the plate with kind of a nagging injury, you do look more at Luke Roskam and Gunnar Hellstrom, especially Gunnar Hellstrom, seeing him be productive offensively too, but just behind the dish, what have you seen improvement-wise out of Gunnar, and what do you hope for him?
And that was a positive, Jesse, you know, not that I want him to get injured or anything, but, you know, to have Gunnar get some reps back there and show he could hold his own, and he's gotten stronger, so that's good to see. He's on a nice little path, and Luke Roskam will do some catching too. I mean, that's his natural position. We've played him out of position for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really hadn't played much third. I thought he did a decent job, and he can play first. And we're going to mix him and Gunner back there and keep them both fresh. Try our best to keep both their bats in the lineup all the time, because, you know, those two guys that can do some damage.
The freshman class, this is one of the highest ranked recruiting classes you guys have had, and I know that that's always going to come with expectations from the outside world. What have you seen about this group from fall and in preparation for this opening week? And is that kind of a challenge to make sure that these guys realize that, okay, now it really starts?
Yeah, they think they're pretty good. It's a good place to start. They got a little edge to them. I like that. A little bit of everything. You know, we have some guys that, you know, are hyperventilating on the mound still. You have some that look like they can handle it, and a little bit in between. I mean, it's just until you get out there and you know, get them on the field and see what they can do and get acclimated to it. It's going to be a learning process. And I always use the Chad Lunsman story when, you know, he looked like a beast in workouts and mm-hmm. in the fall and in preseason. And then we go to College of Charleston and he's throwing 10 miles an hour slower than he did during any time we've ever seen him. And he barely can breathe. He's about ready to pass out because he's so worked up. And, you know, it's just, everybody goes through that. And then he was better the next inning, but that's just getting him out there and you know, hopefully we don't have to put seven freshmen on the field right out of the gate. I don't anticipate that, but we'll have a few out there. And just with four games and both the first two weekends, we're going to have a chance to get to put them in there and hopefully strategic situations. And some other times we're just going to have to throw them in the fire.
Well, and especially some of the local guys too, like a Colby Gomez, you look at a Kyle Perry, and even out of Grand Island, looking at a Shanahan. Do you anticipate these guys having some early contributions?
Yeah, I think they're going to help out. Yeah, they're definitely going to get some opportunities. And again, it's, you know, you try and prepare them as well as you can. The older guys talk to them about the experiences. We talk about what's coming. You know, we talk about breathing and focusing and focal points and getting to the next pitch and, you know, all those type of things. And you can give them the tools, but it doesn't mean you can talk all you want. It talks over. We're going to throw them out there, and they're great competitors. They're going to work through it. And, you know, it's just going to be exciting to be there and watch them.
For you personally, too, you've been through this now for a few years. You've kind of seen different classes come in. But, you know, you also learn things as you go with each group, I'm assuming, too. I mean, when you kind of look at this group, maybe compared to some of the other ones with the blend of some veterans, but also maybe some exciting young talent. I mean, is that something that you're kind of, you know, just sort of keep your expectations in check until you've see the first couple weekends? Is that just kind of come with the territory these days?
Yeah, but I mean, we don't have any expectations. Nobody thinks we're going to be any good, which is awesome. So, you know, we're just going to be able to go do our thing. But, you know, I'll tell you, I don't compare years. I feel like in my experience as a player, and I guess I can say I've been had experience as a coach since I'm going on year 8, but every team has its own identity. You're going to have an overriding culture of how you go about your business, but each team kind of develops their own identity throughout the fall. And then especially now this time of year, we start traveling and we're playing games and they go through a lot of stuff. And, you know, this is a close group. I've said it a few times, but this group's got a little edge to them. They got a little fight in them, and it's going to be fun to watch, but they're going to be very uncomfortable to face. I just feel like they're not going to back down. They truly love the game of baseball, and you can see that by the extra work they're putting in and just how they go about it together. And I just don't think you can force that. I think that comes together naturally, and I like the direction that's headed.
Last guy I wanted to mention, Chad Lensman. We've talked about him a lot. We've seen what he can do when he is locked in, also fighting through that injury, coming back. When you look at his potential role and just what he means to this staff in general, what do you see Chad Lensman here in what, you know, probably could be his final year?
Well, he's a beast. I mean, he's just like Connor. I mean, they kind of scare me a little bit sometimes. they just get after it, and they want it so bad. Sometimes they're their own worst enemy because they are so hard on themselves and want to do it. So you got to keep that in check. But yeah, I mean, with all those guys, we're gonna maximize their innings that they can throw, and especially early on with all these guys coming back, they're going to be one time a weekend guys. So we're going to have to get them all. You know, what's it going to be? Is it going to be 50 pitches, 70? If I had to guess, it'd be somewhere in there where that fits. You know, we'll piece it together. But we threw over the weekend. We have off day today. We're not allowed to do anything with them. So we'll check in with everybody tomorrow, and you know, we have an idea of what we're going to do, and you know, we'll just. And we'll see where it's at tomorrow.
Feel confident that we don't have to worry about real fuel on Friday and Saturday and Sunday this weekend?
Well, the little raindrop things are all over out there. So yeah. Let's hope we can get outside and take a ground ball before our first in and out before the game. But that's not looking very good. But whatever, bring it on. We'll deal with it. But, yeah, we're super excited to get out there. And you know, UC Riverside, they're, you know, Percy's there, and they're going to take great care of us. And, we're just excited to get going.
Nebraska taking on UC Riverside starting Friday, 4-game series this weekend. Coach Darren Erstad joining us. Really appreciate it, Darren. We'll see you this weekend.
All right, next. See you.